Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The only good thing about doing dry Jan is I'm like catching up on my washing because I'm not in pub, I'm putting a load in.
Hello and welcome to Help Ask Sex with My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. And to end the week, we share some of the emails, messages and letters that have been sent in to squeeze in more sexted nonsense.
Nonsense? How rude.
And we find out how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G and Divas.
Now, last week in the weekend release, I mentioned the Camilla Long piece that was written about me years ago.
Yes.
And Camilla Long, just remind people that maybe don't know who Camilla is. Those few unfortunate souls that don't know. Who is she?
She's a writer for the Sunday Times and a TV critic.
Yes.
So in the Sunday Times, she has a column. Mm-hmm. It's right at the back. And she also in the Sunday Times magazine.
In the culture section,
In the culture section. She also criticises. Well, she's a TV critic.
She does do a lot of criticising.
And let's just say she's not everybody's cup of tea.
I love her. Now, I was not aware of her work until she wrote about me in 2015.
How would you describe her work?
Acerbic.
Okay, what does that mean?
Cutting.
All right, very cutting. Okay.
But from an English language point of view, her command of English is incredible.
Okay.
And yeah, she's not in every week. In fact, I'm very disappointed when I discover she's
she
not
in. She is in most weeks.
Not for the column, for the TV thing, yes.
But no,
not,
the column's in most weeks, is it not?
Well, it's not on the app. I only use the app.
Oh, I get that. She's in the paper most weeks.
Oh, is she? Okay, maybe I need to start getting the paper. Anyway, Camilla Long, she writes about whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. She's one of those columnists. And she wrote this piece in, went into the Style magazine she was in at the time, on the 17th of May, 2015.
And you've kept it.
I've kept the OG.
And you've got a little post-it note.
Well, I've done that just for this.
Okay.
Now, I have not reread this for some years. I read about three lines a couple of days ago when I went to put this in my bag, and I had to stop. Because I thought it's probably better if I read it
okay.
fresh.
So this was Camilla Long's
Camilla
Long's article on William Hanson.
Titled, beautifully, Keeping Up Appearances.
Let's have a look.
There it is.
Brilliant.
I have become completely obsessed with the country's leading etiquette consultant, William Hanson, a permanently fruiting human comb-over, so utterly consumed by napkins and the correct sort of loafer, that he actually declared Simeon and Angela acceptable names for the royal baby. Which is true. Long story. He has also launched merciless attacks on net curtains, brackets. The world is divided into haves and have-nets. The word beige, it is much better to use oatmeal, only saving the lion's share of his bile for peas, which are never served at a proper dinner party. But if you do find yourself confronted by petit pois, oh, William, but I do resist the urge to turn over your fork and scoop. See, I was going on about peas even back then.
God.
Apparently,
made a career of pissing peas.
Apparently, you must use the fork tines to spear a collection and transfer to the mouth.
Oh, you need some new material, love.
I know. Oh, God, I miss etiquette experts so much. Etiquette largely died out in 2008 when everyone stopped being able to afford grapefruit. But now... But now, deathless Toryism and hyacinth bouquetism are firmly back, bringing a mincing, pinky, quivering, hairless tsunami of cable-knit jumpers and light effervescence with shining manners unicorn William Hanson at its head.
Brilliant.
It continues, but I won't go on. And then she goes into the royal family. But amazing. She, I mean, it's I just love her.
And you reached out to her after that?
I just sent her a tweet and just said, hilarious, thank you so much. And then she followed me, and then we DM'd, and I said, I'd love to take you out for lunch. And then on the 7th of June, 2015, she wrote about our lunch. Shorter version. The etiquette expert, William Hampson, is a shimmering spray of pursed lips and a light miasmal foundation, who recently rose to fame as the manners guru on the television show Let's Do Lunch with Gino and Mel. Back
good.
In the day.
It's up its time, this,
yes.
Isn't it?
He has now left Gino and Mel, but not because Gino had suddenly become too polite. No, he says, because they wanted to use someone like Peter Andre instead. It's true.
Is that true? Did they sack your bit off?
Yes, and I was told by the new producer that came in that they wanted to move in a more upmarket direction.
Did they drop
your bit? And
then
I turn into my bit and it's Peter bloody Andre. Nothing wrong with Peter Andre, but there are many words I would use to describe Peter Andre. Upmarket is perhaps
not one
of them.
Why did they drop your bit?
I don't know.
It was a good show, Gino and Mel.
It was. It then got cancelled.
How many series did they?
Five, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did three. Anyway.
Did it replace Loose Women?
Yes, it was when...
Carry on reading that.
Oh, no, well, it goes, I'll let you read it. They're all on the Times website, you can search my name and Camilla Long and it will come up.
Go on.
It was when Loose Women used to not, like, transmit in the summer.
Oh, okay.
When they used to have a break, when they'd all go and see their, you know, children from multiple marriages. That's when Let's Do Lunch with Gino and Mel would then come on. And it did very well. It was a fun show. Anyway, Camilla Long, I love her to pieces. Read her writing. It's brilliant.
Have you heard of her lately?
No, not lately. The last contact I had with her when I asked her to be on the back of Bluffer's Guide to Entertaining.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Which she wrote a nice quote. William Hanson is a...
I said you've got a
stunning eye for etiquette detail or words to that effect.
No, I said they used the word wallop, which I'd never use.
Yeah, well, no, because you actually wrote... You may want to smack William, and we changed that to wallop. I just thought it was slightly nicer. Jordan's on the back too.
Come on. Let's go to the listeners' responses and questions.
This is from Sam. Hello, William. I needed to tell you that on your recommendation, I took the plunge and bought a Rapmaster 1000.
Save your money, Sam.
In block capitals, wow! It's a life changer. I've been happily wrapping everything in sight all weekend, given demos to visitors, and have another one on order for a housewarming gift for a friend. Yes, that's what I do. I do hope you are on commission. Have a brilliant week, Sam.
Sam, save your money and
no
download Tinder, because it does sound like you're single. So get yourself out there, son. Or might be a Sam girl, but... I'm like Ben, I'm about to bin mine. I am sick. I cannot
get... I'm sorry, it is operator error.
It nearly takes my fecking fingers off every time I pig and use it. It winds me up. I'm a tinfoil man through and through.
Well, it's not very airtight.
Well, tinfoil?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does the job.
Talking of cling film, can you remember years ago, back on one of our very, very early tours, do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
Literally, I think it was in the Moth Club in Hackney.
Okay.
One of the people wrote a... dilemma on cards to put at the front of the stage.
Yeah.
That said something like, how do I tell my boyfriend? Can you remember this, Stuart?
Oh, yes.
Saying, how do they ask their boyfriend to wrap them up in cling film and fuck them like a burrito?
Yes.
And I don't know why, but that's always tattooed on my mind.
That always got the biggest laugh of that tour as well.
Yes.
And that was their kink, wasn't it?
Apparently so.
Yeah. You'd need a lot of cling film for that.
You'd need several rap masters.
Yeah, you'd need quite a lot.
Mm.
But I wouldn't recommend the Rap Masters. Just avoid cling film. It's bad for the environment and it's a fecking
Well, there is
nightmare.
That, but if you are going to use it, at least use it in
There's
style.
Only two types of people in this world that can use cling film, mums and William Hanson. I cannot use it. It winds me up.
All right, ooh, okay.
Just gone down on my chair.
Lucky chair. This is from Anonymous. Hiya, folks. I was listening to the Help I'm Balls Deep episode and was pleased to hear Jordan's first foots. We do this in my house and we have done it since I was a little girl. My dad is from Sunderland and on New Year's at midnight, we would always go out to the back door and queue up at the front door. My dad would have left a small bag by the door containing money, a battery and some Christmas chocolate, which represents money, power and food. He would pick this up, take it over the threshold and shut the door, leaving us all outside. Then he says, Happy New Year to the house, lets us all in and wishes us all a Happy New Year. We've always done this, even when away staying in Airbnbs. And now it is something I do in my own house. I included my in-laws in it this year and they were quite confused. We call it a first footing and I've never heard of anyone else doing something similar. Anonymous.
Why would you not need to be anonymous for footing?
No.
Well, for footing.
Not that type of
person. I told you it was a thing that people
it
do.
Is. And this will get them tuning in next week. For William's Etiquette Etymology, at Etiquette Towers, I am researching first footing.
Oh, okay, great.
And I'll tell you, it is a thing. I'm sorry for laughing at you and everyone
it's
that does it.
Got to be the person with the darkest hair as well. Look into that.
Well, yeah, I've looked into that.
And look into why you can't wash any clothes on New Year's Day. And we could even do a whole thing on superstitions, because I've got loads.
Yeah, but it's not really etiquette, though.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway. Well, there we go, Jordan. You're not alone. In Sunderland, they did it as well.
It's a northern thing, I think.
Yes, I think where you don't have televisions, that's sort of what you did. This is now from Adam. Boss has been sexted, Berry. Hello, our glorious G&D divas. I wanted to get in touch about your gym discussion. Firstly, you handled the topic so incredibly well in your book. Tick. As someone who...
Which is still available to buy. helpisexmindboss.com/book.
As someone who has been in the fitness industry for over 10 years, it is so refreshing to hear some sensible advice about body image and exploring the gym in a way that empowers you. Secondly, I have a solution to find a happy middle ground in your debates regarding wiping down equipment. I agree that if you are dripping, then of course wipe it down. But for Jordan, who only does it when he is overly moist, maybe when he isn't quite so wet, sitting on a gym towel would be a good idea.
Just more washing, though. I can't keep on top of my washing, so we've got towels from gym. My wash basket causes me more stress than you.
Why do I cause you stress? Well, I'm very easy to work with.
Exactly. My wash basket, like, you know, because I'm doing dry Jan. It's the only good thing about doing dry Jan is I'm, like, catching up on my washing. Because I'm not in pub, I'm putting a load in. Honestly, I did me hand washers the other day. What? I did all my personal tops and stuff that's and jumpers. It's the only good thing about dry Jan is my wash basket's not bulging.
Right. Anyway, Adam continues. That way, putting the towel down on the equipment, you can create a barrier between your minimal perspiration and the fact he's sharing equipment with others. Keep up the great work, my friends. Peace, love and protein. Adam, boss has been sexted. Barry.
If you're dripping with sweat, wipe it down. But if not, it's fine, especially when it's cold like this. And a bit of germs are good for the immune system. It's like kids now. It's not like my dad. They've got all sorts and thingy. A bit of germs.
That's it.
No, they've got... A bit of germs are good for you, good for immunity.
Right.
It is.
Right.
I mean, don't go like licking seats after someone's been on it, that type of thing.
But oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Sniffing seats.
Anyway, this is from Nikita. Dear William and Jordan, I hope you're not missing producer Ben too much. No. I miss his laugh in the background, I have to say. I wanted to get in touch regarding...
If you listen quietly, you will hear... What's his name?
Chairman Emeritus Stewart.
Chairman Emeritus Stewart, who's... This whole thing was his idea many, many, many moons ago. If you hear him, you can hear him
wheeze. 6 years in, he's decided to turn up, which is nice.
You can hear his little wheezy chuckle, like Duck Dastardly. What's he called?
Duck Dastardly and Muttley.
Hearing his, like, wacky races in the background. So you can hear his little laugh if you listen carefully.
I wanted to get in touch regarding Jordan's comments about the smell of sex. I absolutely agree that there is a kind of smell that's left the room afterwards, particularly when the sesh has been long and sweaty. Mm. I have to put a gym towel down. I actually got quite paranoid about it and wonder if people who come into the house can tell something naughty has been going on. The reason for this is because I feel I have a nose for being able to tell when someone else has been doing the deed, even if it's a few hours later. Combined with the smell, there's also the look that people have as well. The kind of look that says, I've just been dragged through a whiny bush backwards. Mm-hmm. There have been many times I've entered the homes of my friends and thought something has been going on in here. Okay. Anyway, Jordan, I can totally relate to what you mean, but I have to say that if you can smell the sex in the air, it's highly likely that the person has literally not washed their hands or even taken the time to get a shower because they still have bodily fluids on them. So I'd keep your distance. Love the show. Nikita.
Now, I wanted that bit cut last week and we had a big discussion on the WhatsApp group because I was like, I'm worried I'm going to sound like a weirdo. No, you say stuff in the moment and then when you watch it back or hear it back, you're like, oh, that sounded a bit weird. So many people have messaged saying, yeah, you're totally right, you can smell sex.
Well, in our newsletter this week, we asked our VIG and divas if they agreed with you about being able to smell sex or if they were, like me, saying it has no odour and that you've completely lost the plot. And we can reveal that 90% of people agree with you.
Thank you.
Weirdos.
Yeah. There you are.
I agree with the look... I do think there is a look that people have.
Do they?
Yes.
Have I ever had the look?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. You had it last night.
Did I? You have to have sex to have the look.
I gave you a look. But no, the look I agree with. The smell, I mean, look, 90%, that's a whopping majority. I can't argue with that.
Okay.
But I'm yet to smell it myself.
You'll know. Next time we're in someone's house and I smell it, I'll say, William, go and have a sniff of this.
Well, I need a code word.
And then you can come in the room and I'll be like, smell that.
They've come in the room as well. So I can smell it.
Smell, have a sniff. That's sex.
Jo Malone.
It does have a waft about it.
Mm.
I wonder if you can buy sex-scented candles. I bet you can.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, that's just a fanny, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's just a... Yeah.
Okay.
A tuppence.
A what?
Tuppence.
A tuppence?
Did you... I didn't have sisters, but if you, like, had a cousin and you're sharing a bath, and they were like, that's what a mum called it, a tuppence. Not when we were, like, in our 20s, when we were kids.
Oh.
That's
brings a whole new meaning.
Because you don't have a sister either,
do
you?
Feed the birds, tuppence a bag.
That's what girls called it when they were, like... We're going down a hole.
The joke you laughed the most at last week at Panto,
yeah,
was the Paul Zerdin joke with Sam, his ventriloquist.
How the hell did he get away with that? How the hell? So what
should we do the joke?
Paul
Zerdin, fantastic ventriloquist.
Bear in mind, there's kids in.
Well, not many.
And he says,
what would you do if a bird pooed on your windscreen? And the punchline is...
The little puppet said...
Break up with her.
How did he get away with that?
It's funny. It's obviously very offensive. Anyway, what a lovely weekend release.
Great weekend release. Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexedmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. Do you always keep copies of magazines that you mentioned in?
Only certain ones.
We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to, so if that's you, get back in touch. For more sexted news and nonsense, sign up for our newsletter via sextedmyboss.com.
See you next Tuesday.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.